This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go. It's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. An eventful day here on your home of the Cowboys as defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus relieved of his duties by the Cowboys this morning. And we continue the conversation around that now with John Machota of The Athletic here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well, boys. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you, as always, Johnny. Now, let's start with how the timeline got moved up so quickly. I thought we were at 10 to 12 days, and it was a pleasant surprise this morning. We didn't have to wait.
I know, wasn't it? I was like, I think we're just all so conditioned to expect the Cowboys to kind of take a little bit longer than we expect. And so, you know, my bosses are asking me, going into this final week, you know, when do you think that they'll announce or make any moves with the coaching staff? And I figured it wouldn't be until like Thursday or Friday, just because I thought they would go through all their exit meetings and that. But I go back to Jerry mentioning last week about wanting to make some moves, and I believe he used the word pronto. And so I'm thinking that this is because they have some candidates in mind and they don't want to wait too long on them. And so when I seen this news happen today, this morning, it really just made me think of when they moved on from Mike Nolan. It's just clearly a bad situation. And this next hire, I mean, you can't really leave much room for a possible disaster. I mean, it's got to be a home run hit.
Yeah, no doubt. And when's your feeling now on when that move would come? How quickly do you think they could bring somebody else in?
I mean, Cowboys-wise, I wouldn't then think until next week or so. I mean, I still think that they'll probably bring people in for interviews before they make a final decision on that. Maybe as soon as next week and you get your staff in place, and then you can start focusing on the Senior Bowl and some things where, I think a lot of us believe that they'll use both those first-round picks on defense. So I think you want to have that defensive coordinator in place sooner rather than later.
So I know you've put out an article already on The Athletic. We've gone ahead and shared that. But what are some of the names that you're hearing that they could be interested in? And could they possibly pivot off of having to have a defensive coordinator with head coaching experience?
They could. I don't know that I would love that idea, though. And one of the reasons I say it is just if you swing and miss again, now all of a sudden it's, okay, if you're Brian Schottenheimer, how much longer does he have? Is he going to get a third defensive coordinator hire? You know, I mean, it really reminds me a lot of when Mike McCarthy came on and, hey, Mike Nolan didn't work out, pivoted to Dan Quinn, turned it around, no nonsense, obvious candidate, you know, previous head coaching experience, guy that, you know, led the Falcons to a Super Bowl appearance. And he obviously came into Dallas and he fixed the defense pretty well and became one of the best defenses they've had in the last 15, 20 years. And so I think that's why for me, by all means, bring in all the other candidates that might not have had head coaching experience. That's fine. Bring them in, interview them. Maybe somebody blows you away. But for me personally right now, in that article I wrote, I focused on four names because those four names make the most sense to me, and they all do have previous head coaching experience, but they've also coached defenses that have gone on to at least appear in Super Bowls, and I think that's what you have to have here. You have to have somebody that Brian Schottenheimer doesn't have to worry about, hey, I got to go, guys, hey, I know we're trying to get this offensive game plan together. I got to go in that other room and make sure the defense knows what they're doing over there. You can't have that stuff anymore.
John, how much do you think Shoddy is spearheading this whole thing?
A lot, and I think that probably factors in them making this decision today to kind of get ahead of it. You know, he knows how important this hire is because I don't think he wants to spend any more time over in those defensive meeting rooms. I don't think he wants to spend any more time, you know, talking with his defensive coordinator about, yeah, you know, maybe it'll be better if you leave the sideline and then go up in the coaching booth. Like, these are things that he doesn't need on his plate. He's already got to worry about the offense. He already has to worry about calls about players not being able to play because they had a mishap hanging a TV at their house. He doesn't need any more on his plate.
Hey, you know, when you look at this, though, John, okay, Shoddy, okay, Matt Eberflus, I'm saying, is going to come out at one point in time. He's probably going to whisper some things. What do you think he's going to say went wrong? I'm asking you to be reckless and do all that. But what do you think he's going to say was the biggest problem here?
Oh, Brian, well, I can't wait to hear that. Because yeah. if line one is not, I needed to do some things differently, then I really don't care what comes after that. Of course, you know, you would say, hey, didn't really help me out trading Micah Parsons the week before the season started. I get all of that. That's fine. And that did set him up very poorly. And that's why, to be honest with you, I didn't really judge him. That I wasn't that critical of him that first half of the season. And I don't think Jerry was either. But I think I'm in the same boat as Jerry on after they traded for Quinnen Williams, and they looked like they were rolling for those three games. And then all of a sudden you had that game against Detroit. And ever since then, it looked back to what it was at the beginning of the season. I can't go forward with that. And I'm sure that's where Jerry was coming from and Steven and obviously Brian Schottenheimer as well. I think it was all pretty lockstep on this. There wasn't a lot of meeting of the minds that needed to happen. I think they knew this was happening weeks ago. But with that being said, no, I'd be fascinated to hear what he thinks it is, because in our last time talking to him last week, you know, he said he wouldn't do anything different. And that blew my mind, because my takeaways of watching this team all year and being in the building, I just don't know a lot of players that were really going to bat for him, that really thought that it was some great scheme and it was putting them in the best position to make plays. And if you don't want it and you don't care what the players have to say, that's fine. Don't listen to players. Watch the games on Sunday. Watch them all 22. Tell me who played well. Just give me a couple guys on defense where you're like, no, you can build around that. That'll be good. Well, like it was such a disaster that I'm fascinated to hear of any finger pointing other than, like I said, the Micah Parsons trade right before the season started. Sure, I'll point to that. But I will also be quick to tell people this when they bring up the Micah Parsons thing. You haven't been following what was going on here the last 3 years. If you think Micah Parsons on this team everything would have been great on defense and everything would have been fine. Because the Micah Parsons I remember doing podcasts after bad games, that Micah Parsons after that Vikings game, he might not have taken a shot at Matt Eberflus or say anything about J.J. McCarthy, but you know what he would have done? He would have heap so much praise on what Brian Flores did and talk about how, man, I'd love to have a defense like that. And indirectly, if you read between the lines, he would tell you exactly what was going on there. So I pumped the brakes on anybody thinking that, like, well, if Micah was here, this wouldn't have happened.
You know, I'm just kind of curious, though, if, you know, when you look at if he, in fact, you know, he seems like he's just very defiant till the very end. Like, he's like, I'm not going to cower down or anything like that. I mean, it seems like that it – the more that he heard, the more defiant he became as a coach.
And I agree with that, Brian. And you know what I think that is? I think of that is almost how I feel about Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Where Bill Belichick is now and where he wasn't in his latter years with the Patriots does not take away from me that he was not a legendary, maybe greatest coach of all time. The times passed him by.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he forgot about football and he doesn't know football. And I certainly feel the same way about Matt Eberflus. I've seen too much good from Matt Eberflus in previous seasons in Dallas, in Indianapolis, even some of those defenses in Chicago. But I wonder if he's had a tough time adapting to how players have changed. And is your teaching getting across to a different type of player, a new generation of player. And I, just watching the games, I didn't feel like it did. I, like I said, I don't know anyone that really looked like they were completely locked in and on the same page at any point from the beginning of the season to the end. And so the only thing I can go off is that maybe that's what it is. It's like, it's no way did he forget how to coach football, but maybe he got a little too defiant with today's player who's like, yeah, man, if you're not adapting and putting me in a great position to like make plays on Sundays, I'm kind of going to start tuning you out.
It is the G-Bag Nation here with John Machota. As reports coming in, John Harbaugh is out as Ravens head coach.
Yeah.
I got this confirmed on Twitter.
Mutual parting ways.
Yeah. Definitely a bombshell and a conversation we can pick up a little bit later on, but wanted to pass that breaking news on to everybody. Okay. I think you alluded to this a few minutes ago, John, but how many people were kind of quietly grumbling about Eberflus, whether it was players, coaches, or staffers, you know, privately?
Yeah, I don't know an exact number, but what I keep going back to is there were times under Dan Quinn, there was times under Rod Marinelli, where, and even a little bit with Zimmer, where there's players that would stick up for the coach and talk highly of the coach, or, you know, when things were going poorly, talk about how, like, you know, we got the right guys here, the right. I never heard that this entire year. There was never anyone that I really felt like was really going to bat for Matt Eberflus. And honestly, you go back to the beginning of the season with Jerry and Steven, you know, when they would be asked about how things are going poorly on defense, they would keep pushing back to how, well, we know Matt, you know, he's been in this building before and all that stuff. But as the season went on, you heard less and less of that, even from Jerry and Steven. And that's where I started to really pick up on, oh yeah, I don't think he's going to be coming back, because they weren't even defending what was going on. And so players publicly behind the scenes, I really didn't hear a lot of them bashing him. I also didn't hear them really advocating for him. And the thing I keep going back to is the actions speak louder than words. And the action that stands out and will stand out most to me from this season on defense is the fact of Brian Schottenheimer openly talking about how much extra time he was spending in the defensive meeting rooms, and how much Jerry Jones talked about how much extra time Brian Schottenheimer was spending in the defensive meeting rooms. That's fine for Mike McCarthy. He had been around for a long time. He probably can handle that a little bit better. Not to say Brian hasn't been around a long time, but this is his first year as a head coach. You do not need your first year head coach doing that type of stuff. Not with a veteran defensive mind who also was a head coach.
When Steven was on the show Friday, he also brought up special teams. Do you think that they're done making changes along the staff?
I'm not 100% certain of that. I think if they felt as badly about the special teams as the defense, I think maybe that announcement would have been made already today. I think that they'll probably look through that and discuss that a little bit more as the week goes on. So I can't say definitively that there aren't more staff changes to happen on special teams, but Steven's comments, I was listening when he said that, but also just from our perspective of watching the Cowboys, a return group that has Kevontae Turpin, it has to have more explosive plays than it did this season. And I think the Cowboys are well aware of that. So there could be a change there. It's nowhere near the level of what this Eberflus decision was in terms of it being an obvious, oh, well, no doubt they're going to do that.
What'd you think of Steven's unsolicited, "We'll go all in" with us on Friday?
I thought that was interesting. I do think he was talking more about on the defense, and I kind of put that together with some stuff I've heard Jerry say over the last couple of weeks, and even before the game, a group of us talked to Jerry, and the way that the owner's box is in New York, it's kind of right in the same area as the press box. You kind of have to walk through the press box to get to the owner's suite. And so we talked to Jerry for about, you know, 5-6 minutes, and the way he was talking there was like, it wasn't just going to be, we're changing out from Eberflus. It was going to be looking at the whole deal, the whole philosophy of it. And that's why I keep going back to, it just won't be, let's say, hiring a Brian Flores. It'll be doing that, but then also probably spending both those first-round picks on the defense, and then also doing something more veteran-wise, which at the very least will have to be upgrading the linebackers and probably the edge rusher position.
What's more likely, they're actually aggressive in free agency, or they use some of that draft capital and go trade for Max Crosby?
Oh, that's a good one. The Crosby thing I think is interesting just because of the way it seems like things have been going at the end of this season for him in Las Vegas. I think that could potentially open things up. But I ultimately think that, especially with Tom Brady there, that they look at it as, well, what are we going to have if we get rid of him? You know, I think that they're going to look, if they do move him, for like just a boatload of picks. And I don't know if this Cowboys defense is in a spot where they should do that. I wouldn't be opposed to it. But when you ask me my opinion of it, I think they might be more aggressive in free agency than to pull the trigger on a move that would cost them several picks.
You're the man, John. Love talking Cowboys football with you. Enjoy these playoffs, and we'll try to catch up with you soon.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Salute. Read up John Machota's stuff on The Athletic. He just posted a story this afternoon about the top four coaching candidates here to be the Cowboys' new DC. We got a football fix coming up. We'll check.
Yeah, we got breaking news in the head coaching world that we got to cover. We'll talk about that next and more as we get a little football fix.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To the nation.
All right, big news in the NFL today. We started with Eberflus out as Cowboys DC, and just 15 minutes ago, we got the news that John Harbaugh is out as head coach in Baltimore. We'll get the details on that story and more here with the Woolchuck's Daily Football Fix. Then Mark Schlereth is coming up here in about 20 minutes. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Zachary with that fix.
All right, let's do it. Let's hit our fix.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
We've got a new favorite for pretty much every team looking for a head coach now at the top of their wish list. As John Harbaugh, Gavin just told you, he has agreed with the Ravens to mutually part ways, according to multiple sources, per Jordan Schultz, Adam Schefter, you name the insider, Diana Rossini. They're all in on this one. He, of course, won a Super Bowl in 2012, won nearly 300 games during his 18-year tenure with the Ravens, and also 8 road playoff games, which is the most among any coach in NFL history. And that now leaves Mike Tomlin as the longest tenured coach in the NFL, followed by Andy Reid with the Chiefs. And then you've got McDermott, McVay, and Kyle Shanahan, who were all hired in the 2017 coaching cycle. So pretty crazy, as the Ravens have decided, you know what? After 18 years, it's time for a change.
It came down to a missed field goal.
Yeah,
think about this. Like a makeable, not even a, it wasn't even like a 60-yard Hail Mary field goal attempt. It was a snap, a hold, and we'll see you later. Mm. I mean, that's where it really came down to the end. That this was the, I guess, the one thing that you know. And when you get a coach that's tendered that long, the power that he has over everybody else, there's probably people in the organization that are super happy he's moving on, because they've had to do. I mean, he's been highly successful, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But when you have that much, when you're there, you become this, like, you know, Sean Payton did the same thing. Sean Payton was like, the rally towels this week need to be gold, not white, you know. This needs to be done. You have that. Everything has to go through him, because they've been there for so long.
Consolidated all that power.
Yeah. So now you're probably happy, but this thing came down to a damn missed field goal.
And expectations over the years, you know, so many top five defenses and an MVP quarterback to have never had more postseason success. You feel like with Harbaugh, your floor is going to be incredibly high in the regular season. We're going to have a good culture. We're going to be a tough football team. But in the end, the expectations will get everybody, and I think this proves it. Maybe the quarterback isn't the biggest fan. There were rumors last week that maybe they would get rid of Lamar Jackson. Maybe this was part of Lamar wanting to stay, so you had to kind of pick between the two of them. But, you know, in the end, I do wonder if Harbaugh and Eberflus are kind of similar, guys that had a tremendous amount of success last decade. But now it's like, are you advancing your scheme quickly enough to make your likability and your culture building really matter? And I think for the Ravens today, they decided that, you know, we need to move in a direction of giving Lamar Jackson a schematic edge with our head coach. Because if you didn't have the right OC in Baltimore, Harbaugh couldn't fix it for you.
Right. And, I mean, this is one where certainly they haven't made it to the Super Bowl. To your point, they've had a lot of talent on that roster. I mean, look, they were the Andrews drop away from, who knows, could they have beaten the Bills in that playoff game? They'd have sent it into overtime. But this year, massive disappointment. I mean, coming into the year, I thought they were the most talented team in the league. They were my representative to make the Super Bowl out of the AFC. They don't make the playoffs. Now, Lamar Jackson hurt a bunch this year, too, but really a rough year. And now, I mean, everyone reshuffling their boards when it comes to their list of top candidates. And Kevin Stefanski right now is going to fly to New York. He's going to interview with the Giants, but there seems to be a lot of momentum. And I was seeing this yesterday, the day before, that if the Ravens moved on from Harbaugh, the Giants could be the most likely team to make an aggressive push towards him. And maybe Harbaugh ends up in the division here in the NFC East.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, Stefanski or Harbaugh, I think, would be solid hires for the Giants.
But does the Ravens now become the most attractive job opening?
For sure.
Well, the stability there. What's amazing is you've had two teams that for a while have been so good in personnel and so good at winning, them in Kansas City, having a reset. Yeah, sometimes you need to, you get to a certain point and you just need to do the reset. Have Andy Reid fumble around with a couple more years like this and, you know, be 6-11 or something, and then all of a sudden, it happened to him in Philly. He was in Philly for 14 years, and all of a sudden, they started losing games. And they said, and then Andy said, well, I think it's time for me to go. You know, and you got to remember, Harbaugh worked for Andy Reid. It's a very similar game plan to getting out. And, you know, I don't think Harbaugh leaves mutually unless he feels like he's got something else lined up.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he's the Vrabel now of last year's cycle.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Vrabel kind of had his pick of whichever job he wanted.
Vrabel wanted the Dallas job. He really wanted the Dallas job. And they,
which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I hope Brian Schottenheimer wins the Super Bowl and is super successful. Yeah. But it is hard not to look at the success that some of these other coaches have had. And it's like, the Cowboys still didn't even interview those guys.
I had numerous people tell me that Harbaugh wanted this job. Not Harbaugh.
Vrabel.
Vrabel wanted this job. Yeah.
Well, Jim Harbaugh, a couple of years ago, would have been interested if they had moved on from McCarthy. You told us that.
Yeah.
And he ends up going with the Chargers. Cowboys weren't interested. So, crazy. Ravens' job is now open, and where will John Harbaugh go? Stefanski, as I mentioned, will go interview with the Giants tomorrow, but he's also got other teams that are interested in him, and this is one to monitor. So the Falcons and the Titans are the other teams that are going to interview him. Maybe the Ravens end up being a team that wants to interview Kevin Stefanski because he does have the offensive pedigree there. I mean, look, the dude won more than anybody else has in Cleveland. He won a playoff game there, their first playoff win since they've been back in the league since 99. But Stefanski's a guy that I think probably number two to Harbaugh on a lot of teams' wish list. But you got to monitor that in terms of Jim Schwartz, because maybe he follows Stefanski wherever he goes, or maybe he stays in Cleveland. So hopefully, you know, the Cowboys, if they want to interview Jim Schwartz, they go ahead and they get that done, because I'd love him here in Dallas. But he also might just go ahead and stick with his former head coach wherever he lands, or stay in Cleveland, depending on who they hire. We did get news that the Cowboys' end-of-season presser going to be tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. On 105.3 The Fan. So it'll be Jerry, Steven, and Shoddy. All are going to be taking place. You can hear that, of course, during KNC tomorrow at 11:30. Couple of OCs getting canned today, including one Cliff Kingsbury in Washington.
Was that a can or a mutual agreement again?
I think that this was a Dan Quinn move. I guess the reports are that him and Dan Quinn were not seeing eye to eye. They disagreed over several things.
Did he get rid of both his coordinators then? Because he already fired Joe Witt, right?
Yep. Joe Witt Jr. got fired, and then Cliff did. Grant Paulson, who is with our sister station there in D.C., said DQ has a different vision for what's best for the long-term development of Jaden Daniels, and Cliff runs a very unique college-like system that DQ may not disagree with. He disagreed with the run-pass balance being high on the list. So we'll see where Cliff ends up going. Kind of seems like this is the thing for Cliff. You have success year one or maybe for half a season, and then the league catches up to you to what your trends are. You don't make adjustments, and they move on from you. I really don't know what to think of Cliff Kingsbury as a coach. Maybe he should just be a quarterback coach.
Yeah. Yeah, Jordan Schultz was saying that Jaden Daniels and other key offensive players are pretty disappointed in the decision. But I get it. It's tough, though, with Daniels being injured as much as he was this year. But Dan Quinn is not screwing around right now.
No, what a difference a year makes, man.
Man, I would be nervous.
He might be feeling a little pressure now himself.
For sure.
I mean, you have a bad year. Can you afford another one? That kind of thing.
I mean, you had Jaden Daniels playing at an MVP level.
Yeah, sure.
And then he was hurt, and your roster was kind of cheeks. You got incredibly lucky last year to have the record that you did in the regular season, and then get to the NFC Championship game. You got to be objective and say, we got to stick with the guy that's putting our young quarterback in a great position to succeed. So I think that's a big risk. I'm surprised the front office would sign off on it.
Man, it's going to be interesting. Like, who do they end up hiring there in Washington? And then what ends up happening for DQ and them next year? Because this time last season, they were the darlings of the league. What a great job everyone was doing. And now you got two coordinators that are fired and looking for jobs elsewhere. Things come at you fast here in the NFL. Life certainly does. Niners have made a move. They're going to add Kaiser White, the linebacker, to help them out during their playoff run. They have had multiple linebacker injuries. They're hoping, I think it was the divisional round I saw, that Fred Warner could come back if they're able to get the win this weekend.
He's working at it, yeah.
What a boost that would be. All of a sudden, it's like, look out. You know, they've been able to navigate this storm. Fred Warner comes back. Woohoo! Maybe the Niners, they end up going on a run here. Arizona also expected to interview Vance Joseph and Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. They've also requested to interview Robert Saleh for their vacant head coaching position. So they're looking at a bunch of defensive coordinators in Arizona for their job. Of course, Vance Joseph gets a head coaching job. He's now Denver's DC. Jim Leonard, who we've been talking about a lot, I would expect to probably just get the promotion from Sean Payton, which means, I mean, if I were Jim Leonard, I'm staying in Denver and being their defense coordinator. I'm not coming to Dallas.
Is Joseph moving on for sure?
No, we don't know. I don't know that he'll get a head coaching job, but if he does, that's one to monitor. Lions also said bye-bye to Johnny Borton, their offensive coordinator. He replaced Ben Johnson.
They took the play calling away from him.
They did.
Just a matter of him getting fired.
Man Campbell gave himself a freaking F. That's what he said for the job that he did this year. Last thing here in the Football Fix, there are many execs around the league that believe that the deal is done in Vegas, that they will not be retaining Max Crosby. He will want out. Quote, he's a pretty principled dude. And with everything that's gone on with him disagreeing on him not playing the end of the year, even though he is going to have surgery on his knee injury, there's a lot of people around the league now that think, okay, this thing's actually going to go ahead and move forward and Crosby will be playing elsewhere next year, not with Vegas anymore.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
It's time for our weekly conversation with our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereth. Stink's going to join you coming up here in just a couple of minutes in the G-Bag Nation. The Cowboys are going to host their annual end-of-season press conference tomorrow at 11:30 at the Star in Frisco. You'll have Jerry. You'll have Stephen Jones. And you'll have Brian Schottenheimer up there talking during the KNC Masterpiece tomorrow at 11:30 here on your home of the Cowboys. Okay, we're coming back with Marsh.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Schlereth here on the Fan. Thank you very much. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We do have some breaking NFL news, and we're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And a good afternoon, Stink. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great. Cowboys news this morning, but just earlier this hour, John Harbaugh, I guess mutual parting of ways with the Ravens. Are you surprised that after 18 years there's no more John Harbaugh in Baltimore?
I guess I'm not surprised based on how the season went and a lot of reports about, you know, not seeing eye to eye with Lamar and some of that stuff. And who knows how much of that is true, how much of that is fabricated. I don't know. But oftentimes in the NFL where there's smoke, there's always a little bit of fire. And, you know what? I would imagine that if John wants to coach, he'll have about five job offers here in the next hour or two. So, it'll be interesting to see exactly kind of how that kind of unfolds, if he wants to take a year away or whatever. But it's sad. John is a buddy and he's always been really good to me, and he's had great teams and won a Super Bowl, and he's done an unbelievable job there.
If the quarterback and his agent come to you and say it's us or him, do you think the Ravens made the right decision?
No. But I understand it's a player driven league and all that kind of stuff. So I get all that, but, there's a certain way I think that the Ravens have to structure themselves to have success. And I know that Lamar's won multiple MVPs and he's a dynamic athlete, but at some point when those athletic skills wane, are you a legitimate drop back kind of control the game from the pocket quarterback? And I would say that's never been what he has been capable of doing. That's never been what he is. And so I don't know that at this stage of the game that he'll ever become that. And I think that's been one of the big issues come playoff time and why they've lost football games.
Stink, you've talked to us about doing consulting around the league before. So if you're a team and they're like, hey, we let go of our defensive coordinator, who are some names that you would want to go after that could be available right now or maybe aren't even available that you'd still try and pursue?
Yeah, I love Rawls in Arizona, and he was Jonathan Gannon's right-hand man. I love Jonathan Gannon. I think both of those guys are great coaches. So, you know, that would be a direction that I certainly would go in. I think that there's a lot of guys that are waiting to get that, you know, head coaching job. So we'll see exactly kind of how those things pan out. But there are some good coaches out there, and I love kind of having a dude that has been a head coach that has been in that situation before. Although that didn't work out with Eberflus, but like I said, I love the Rawls kid. I love the he's a young guy too. He's in his 30s, and then I love Jonathan Gannon. I think he's a really good coordinator. Ultimately he got caught up in an organization that went through, I think they used all 90 of their moves from a roster standpoint because of all the injuries they've had. So kind of impossible to win when, you know, you're fielding two whole complete teams and you're playing nothing but backups.
Hey, Stink, if you did have the opportunity to be a general manager and sit down with one of these coaches, what's the first thing you want to ask them? As far as like if you're a defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, can you be a head coach? What's the one thing that you want to ask them?
Philosophical approach. What identity do you want to build? I think, you know, and I'll just go back to Jacksonville talking to Tony Boselli and talking to James Gladstone, their GM. And the reason that they ended up hiring Liam Cohen wasn't because of the work he did with Baker Mayfield. It was because the first thing he came in there and basically said is, this is my plan to support your quarterback, but here's the plan, number one, to become a more physical football team to be able to run the ball on a consistent basis. And now here's how we're going to support the quarterback. Mm. And they went out and they got an offensive coordinator that was in the Minnesota system that was in that system that Liam Cohen's going to run. They went out and got Nick Mullins, who was in that system. They could impart all that wisdom and all that knowledge to the quarterback and Trevor Lawrence. Then they went out and got Robert Hainsey, the starting center from Tampa Bay, who had lost his job last year, but they got him to come into Jacksonville to be the starting center so they could take all the protection stuff off the plate of Trevor Lawrence and say, hey, man, here's what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball. to support you. We're going to have somebody in that meeting room that speaks the language, that really knows this offense inside and out, so he can present it to you from a player's perspective, which often is a little bit different than the way the coaches present things, right? There's a different language and there's a different level of, I don't even want to call it trust, but kind of understanding in the way a player speaks. And then ultimately, we're going to take this a lot of the load off of you so you can just focus on footwork and the things that you need to improve upon by letting the center actually call the protections and do that stuff for you to take that off your plate. So I just think that that was, like, to me, that was huge in the success of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Do you have a round one upset special for the playoffs?
Round one upset special. Gosh, I think that I don't know. I haven't really thought about upset special. So let's go through them. So we've got what? We've got Buffalo at Jacksonville, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Jacksonville's the best team in the AFC right now. They're playing better than anybody else. So I'm not going to go in that direction. We've got the Chargers at New England. I think the Houston Texans, I don't think it's an upset though. I think the Houston Texans are going to go into Pittsburgh and win. That defense is just too damn good. I think San Francisco, as beat up and as injured as they are and as bad as they look Saturday night against the Seahawks, I think the 49ers could go into Philadelphia and win. What game am I missing? What wild card weekend game am I missing?
Steelers Texans?
He said Houston. Well, was that. Yeah, it's
yeah, Houston.
Sorry, just looking at other breaking news. Yeah. Stink.
Yeah, it's all good. But that's probably the direction I would go.
Who's your MVP?
Anybody but a quarterback. But I know it's going to go to a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I got to pick between two quarterbacks. I'm going to go probably Matthew Stafford.
See, I was wondering, Stink.
And part of that is a lifetime achievement award. By the way,
sure.
Yeah. I was thinking about you the other day, actually, Stink, when the Rose Bowl, when they gave the MVP to the offensive lineman. I thought that was like the coolest thing in the world. Like the kid standing up there, and his teammates were so damn happy for him. You know, that,
yeah.
I mean, that offensive line played great for Indiana, but it's nice that the guy, he's like, hey, I don't know the history of the Rose Bowl, but you know, it's nice to be the MVP. Yeah, he'll go down in history for sure. They were great the other day.
Yeah, no question about it. I always say, hey, man, the quarterbacks get all the, you know, they get the money, they get the, you know, endorsement opportunities, mm-hmm. the girl, you know, they get everything. So why do we have to give them the MVPs too? Let's give it to real football players. Those guys don't play football; they play quarterback. So let's not do that. But that's the way we can't take our eyes off the ball. That's the problem.
Spread the wealth, man. How do you feel when another man tells you, "I was thinking about you the other day"?
I feel good about that.
Yeah, when I said that, I kind of thought, oh, geez, why'd I say that?
Hey, listen, you're only human.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the first time, it won't be the last time another man is thinking about me.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate you as always, Mark. Enjoy Wild Card Weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
There he goes. Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. You can also catch him on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. And yes, they're at the break or at the middle of the segment. News that Jason Garrett's going to interview for the Titans job.
Look at that, boys.
Leaving no stone unturned. Jason, the Tennessee Titans.
Jason Garrett, we are living in a world where he is still getting head coach interviews right
now. The ceiling is the roof.
Can you imagine?
Amazing.
If you're a Titans fan right now, we're like, okay, we're going to take Jason Garrett and pair him with our guy Cam Ward. Are you bleeping kidding me?
I thought he was going to get the job at UNT. What happened with that?
I think that was a ball sack.
Oh, that was a ball sack.
Yeah.
This one seems like it could be. I mean, after 5 years since you were OC of the Giants that went down in flames, I thought, you know, the world had sort of moved on from considering Jason Garrett. But just goes to show you, you know, NFL teams are looking for different things.
Let me tell you what, he'll go in there and blow them away.
Yeah.
He will. He'll go in there. He'll talk real nice.
And have some lemonades.
He'll have, you know, he'll mm-hmm. have a beautifully tailored suit. He'll be really polite. He'll call the lady owner ma'am a lot and yes ma'am, and you know, you got to think of things. He'll be very polished. His words will be measured.
Are we talking about how good field goals actually are if you squint?
Yeah.
Probably help him team build. I would just be looking for.
The guy can evaluate players. Yeah. I do give him credit for that.
What'd you think about the name Nick Rawls? I got to dive into this. Sounded like Stink was a big fan of him.
Well, see, that's one of the things, too, that I was and talked to some people around the league with the thing with Gannon. They were kind of thinking, like, if you didn't get Gannon, Nick Rawls was a guy that I did hear one guy mention that.
Okay.
All righty. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan.
Sounds like I just threw that in there, but that was a name that actually was mentioned.
It has had a little bit of momentum.
Yeah. First time before about this guy.
Yeah. He's sacking the hell out of us right now. He doesn't even know who this guy is.
Nick Rawls. Now, here's a guy.
You guys know damn good and well I can't remember all the names.
Yeah.
You know that. And
no, Nick Rawls is a tough one.
Yeah. Nick Rawls.
They'd go with Gannon, I think, before they'd hire a Rawls. But you never know. Maybe he is young and up and coming.
We got three down and two to go, buddy. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, Football's Finest featuring more details on why Harbaugh got canned in Baltimore. And let's grade this fantasy football punishment next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,